We've all been there before. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. You're driving down the street on the way to dinner with your significant other.
Okay.
Trying to have some playful conversation, and they're just sitting there quietly, not responding. Mm. And you can feel the tension in the air when you ask them that loaded question, "What you thinking about?" And all they reply is, "Nothing."
Yeah, that's never a good sign.
Ooh, that's not a good answer.
Yeah, but then you just keep pressing and pressing and asking them why they're so quiet until they unload and tell you that they think you're a horrible lover and they've been sleeping with your cousin for the last year and a half behind your back.
Oh, what?
Also, they tell you they're in the mood for Mexican food when you really wanted Italian.
Ooh, the lowest blow.
And it's like, do I even know you anymore? Now we have to change dinner plans? This sucks.
You're not even worried about the cousin thing?
Come on, dinner plans.
Yeah. We've all been there.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
So be careful when you ask what's on people's minds. You might find out that they don't want to eat the same thing you do.
Oh, okay.
It could make planning dinner difficult.
Awful.
But we're going to do it anyway and go around the room and find out what each member of the show has been thinking about this week. So, Brooke, what's on your mind today?
I'm really fed up with how stringent the requirements are to be considered a sports fan. Huh. Do you see what I'm saying?
I don't know what...
Yeah, you don't understand because you take out loans to go to a game.
Yeah. Like,
that's true.
Here's the thing. Like, I was raised with my dad watching the Seattle Seahawks, okay?
Yeah, sure.
So when they play, I watch. I don't watch every game. I don't know all the players. Mm. I'm often like, who's that guy? You know?
That makes me mad, but continue.
Exactly. And when I watch a game, people are like, oh, I didn't know you were a fan. I'm like, you're right. I don't own 80 jerseys. I don't have my car decked out in green and blue.
Yeah.
I haven't taken out a loan to go to a game.
Ouch.
Why can't I just still be considered a fan of the team?
Well, I didn't think about it that way. I mean, I'm that guy that's like, people are like, oh, that was a good win. I'm like, you don't even watch all season. You watch one game and now you're a fan.
I want new requirements. I want them to be loose. And I want society to accept me as a football fan or an MLS fan or an NHL fan. I like sports. I like all the sports, okay?
But Brooke, it's a two-way street. If you want to be considered a fan, you have to put the effort in to show that you actually care about the team. You can't just jump in and care willy-nilly.
It's like saying you're a Brooke and Jubal fan and you're like, oh, do you like the Second Date updates? And you're like, what's that? Mm-hmm. Well, you're not a real Brooke and Jubal fan.
Exactly.
You don't know what a Second Date update is or a phone tap.
I'm fine with it. You know?
They're like, oh, you're the girl on the show.
Call us Brooke and Jubal if you want to. Cool. So all I'm saying is, can we just please loosen the requirements?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. We'll take a vote.
Okay.
All you sports fans will vote on us.
All right, Jose, what are you thinking about?
I did something. Now, hold on. Don't judge me first. Can I preface that? Don't judge me.
No promises.
Yeah, I knew that would happen.
Yeah.
I did something that I haven't done in, I can't remember how long, maybe a year.
Okay.
I purchased new boxers. So the other day, I did laundry and I noticed that every single pair of boxers I had a hole in it.
Oh.
Whether it was in the crotch or on the leg or on the back end where the butt cheeks are supposed to go.
What is going on in your pants, dude?
Seriously. That's what I realized. I'm like, how have I been wearing these? When was the last time I bought boxers?
You got horns down there or something? How are you poking through so many underwear?
Maybe I manspread too much and like the crotch splits open. Or I don't know because I'm not a very active person. It's
yeah.
not like I'm going to the gym or anything. Thing, but just, somehow
you're busting through your underwear.
I'm
all the
busting
time.
Through, but in different areas.
Yeah, the other
all
thing
these,
is
it's all crazy. So I bought new boxers and it's life changing. They feel so good. They're fresh and clean. There's no holes.
You got to stop buying those like 10 packs of boxers.
Yeah. That's what I did.
Yeah, you can't buy those. Those are the cheap kinds. You got to get the really nice ones that come like one in a pack.
I know.
Or two in a pack.
And they're so expensive.
They cost like $30
terrible.
A pair, but it's worth it.
Yeah, the other ones
like,
are
super comfy.
That's like the Ralph Lauren.
Yeah, I will say the first time you buy a real quality pair of undergarments, it's like you've entered adulthood.
It's like, it's totally worth it.
Yeah, and your butt is so happy.
I need, happy butt.
Happy butt. Mom, serious.
Happy butt, happy life.
Exactly.
Oh, that's what they say.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, everything's great down there, guys.
All right.
It feels good, nice and fresh.
Congratulations.
Good to know.
Jeff, what are you thinking about?
I've been really shook over the last few days.
Really?
And I think it's because of what I saw the other night at a restaurant. I was sitting at my table and I overheard somebody next to me ordering their drink, and they wanted a glass of milk with ice cubes in it.
Oh, cringe, dude. No. Yeah.
It made my stomach sink.
In a restaurant, too. Who orders milk in a restaurant?
That makes my teeth hurt. Like an adult.
Yeah, kids, not a kid.
Yeah, but
no, this is an adult that wanted milk with ice cubes.
I don't know how to tell you guys this, but I prefer my milk with ice in it.
Oh, what? No, you're one of them?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Listen, I almost always order wine wherever I go. I don't order milk when I'm out. But if you get full fat milk and you put an ice cube in it, it is as close to a milkshake as you can get without adding sugar.
Then get a milkshake, Brooke. Get a freaking milkshake
like a normal person.
Don't be watering down and destroying a perfectly good glass of milk with some ice cubes. Are you insane?
Okay, skim milk is just watered down milk. That's what
it is.
And
it's the worst kind. Okay?
I never thought of it that way.
I don't know. Ice cubes in your milk, is it okay? Or is it a crime punishable by death?
Text in 78592. I think death on that one.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
Anyway.
Hopefully you yelped about the place. Give him a bad review.
You know what? I should.
You should, definitely.
Anyway, what's on your mind, Jubal?
Not much. I just think that people need to relax on the phrase, you got this.
Yeah, it does feel kind of like the new, like, some sort of, like, live, laugh, love saying.
Oh, yeah. You know?
I've just seen it so much, and everybody uses it for everything. Like, someone's like, I gotta walk up the stairs today. Don't worry, you got this. Like, no, pay attention online. Like, everybody comments, like, whatever it is. Somebody's always like, you got this.
Showing support. I don't see what's wrong.
But, I mean, it's just like, I think it should be used for things that actually you need to have some motivation to really handle, you know? Like,
so it's like, oh, I only got 6 hours of sleep.
Don't worry. You got this. You got this. You could do this.
You fight through it.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same way that people kind of overuse hashtag relationship goals for everything their spouse does for them.
Hands, relationship goals.
Everything.
Oh, okay. What? That's the easiest goal to accomplish.
Just so many overused things online, but you got this is the one that's been bugging me lately. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, Jubal, I think that you can get through this. You got this.
Yeah. Good to know. I need to post on your wall today.
You got this. You can do it. You got it. You can do it. Text in 78592. Tell us what's on your mind, positive or negative. Just get it off your chest. You got this. You can do it. Text in.
You can text us.
78592. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.